Sorry, Nina. Hey.
That's okay. I got you a text.
Mm-hmm. I can find someone if you can't. I mean, I'll find someone.
You know, I'm scheduled with Margaret at 11 tonight.
I didn't. I don't know. I don't
know.
That's
why I said, yeah. I'm on Friday for another client with us.
All right.
From 11 to 7. Listen.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the granddaughter and her and I had a conversation, and she didn't know that it was me, the one that came up with that schedule that I was trying to get you to talk to her about.
Yeah, I did talk to her about
and
it.
Now she's all for it. So
what?
Yeah.
She said that she couldn't get anybody over there until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, she listened. She said that if she would have known that it was me, she wants me to talk to the caregivers and come up with a better plan in place for his needs because he is declining. He is different now.
Okay, so
I went in, cleaned up and everything. They supposed to deliver the hospital bed today. So
what is what is happening now? So you're going to be doing Monday through Thursday overnight?
So I want 3 days out of the week. I'm going to aim for 4. I'm going to talk to Jayla to see if the client that she's scheduled with that I work at night, because she works there 4 hours during the day, I'm going to see if she want that as a night case, and I'll just take Willie on for 4 days a week, 4 nights.
All right, just write in there what the schedule is going to be and what needs staffing still. All right?
Got you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.